Hola amigos, and welcome to Willie's View Podcast. I got Spidey Heck in the house. Welcome back, Spidey.
What's going on, Willie? How you been? How you been? How you been?
I'm good, I'm chilling. You know me, I stay strong.
That's good, brother, that's good.
You know, I was recently diagnosed with the blood clot in my lungs, so I've been staying strong, taking my medicines and the blood thinners, and you know, just doing what I gotta do. Oh, yeah. I mean, even the strongest, healthiest person can still have, you know, these curveballs that they throw at us.
Yep, life is a baseball game full of hell.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Well, they say that God doesn't give us something that we can't handle, I guess, so
exactly.
We just take it day by day, I guess. All right, so let's get into the meatiness of it. Have you been listening on all over, like, the media of what's going down? Like, celebrities aren't, they're not being themselves, like, gentlemanly like they should be?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's going on with Cuba Gooding Jr.? Did you hear about that? About the alleged allegation that he was groping.
Oh really? What? He was in junior? Oh my god.
Yeah, that part is messed up. But of course, it doesn't surprise me about Hollywood, because apparently some people just don't know how to act like a gentleman. Unlike Keanu Reeves. Now, Keanu Reeves will show a person how to exactly hug a fan without having to be, like, all drama about it.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves he's pretty, he's been known to be, like, in the pictures, hovering. His hands always hovering. He doesn't really touch nobody. But that's smart, though. You know what I'm saying? You never know.
He's a smart guy. That's a smart guy.
Think about it, because nowadays how everything is just, like, so taken out of context. You never know. So he's smart. He's like, I'm going to take a picture with you.
Spidey, you better be careful with the ladies.
I'm telling you.
Oh my god, like, I just. It's a mad, mad world.
Yeah, it's. Wow, that's
an understatement. So, what's going on with you? Like, what's been going on with the summer? Have you watched anything exciting? Any movies? That's really new. No, I haven't. Did it come out this year?
It's on movie theater, and it's on the phone. I watched it on the phone.
What's it called? Beach Bum?
It's called Beach Bum, yeah. It's about Matthew McConaughey. He plays a character called Moondog. And he's like a philosopher. Right? But he's a complete weed burnout. Like, the guy is like, he's like, I don't know how to put it, because he's like a nomad of the world. Like, he's just like, he's on this cosmic type of vibe that he's like in tune with the universe, so to speak.
Yeah.
But he gets into these crazy adventures as this character. It's just wild. You have to watch it. It's great. It's a great flick. I loved it. Matthew McConaughey's always funny.
Oh, nice. So using one of your cool characters, why don't one of your characters kind of give us a little taste of what that movie's about?
Oh wow, okay. So, well, you have a choice of which character you want. You want Vinny, you want Cecil, you want Cleavis. You pick them and I'll die.
Let's do Cecil.
About a movie called Moondog. Moondog was about a white man who know the root of all. He know universe. He out there smoking that ganja with Gridlock on there. He got Snoop Dogg in the movie too. Snoop Dogg in the movie. He got a friend named Snoop Dogg with him. Snoop Dogg play a R&B singer who sells massive quantities of marijuana. And it's the good stuff too. It's not the cheap stuff. It's the good stuff that makes you fly in the sky like you Luke Skywalker. Anyway, he ended up going to the movie doing all kinds of craziness. He getting all kinds of mischief. He get sent into some type of rehabilitation, but he ain't there for no longer to come out. Next thing you know, he out there in the world just smoking weed and living life. And it's a good movie. I'm telling you, go out there and watch it. Because if you don't, you're a damn fool. Because Matthew McConaughey ain't funny as hell.
That was cool. I love that. I love that. Okay, have you gone to see Ma yet?
Oh, Ma, I have not seen it yet. I've heard not the greatest reviews.
Okay, it's not the greatest. It's not the greatest, but I watched it and I loved it. It's amazing.
Really?
It's not your typical horror movie. I mean, it's really, really good. Like, it's gonna be maybe somewhat cheesy in some ways, but I like it because it's not like it's out of the box. Like when you watch it, you'll literally be blown away just from the actual, like the material that's involved in the story. It's really intense and it's really good. I know, right? They ruin it because it's too much hype.
Yeah, they show you too much of the movie. So, like, you don't ever get a chance to really enjoy the flick the way you should. Like, give you a little taste of it, but don't give you all the meaty parts. But they give you all the meaty parts in these previews and just completely kill it to me.
I know, like, well, with you mentioning that you're Spidey, heck, I mean, it's kind of disappointing seeing the new Spider-Man Far and Away trailer when they're giving away all the hot scenes already.
Yeah, see that?
It's crazy.
Horror movies in particular, like, I've never seen not even a snippet of what's going on Spider-Man Far From Home, but I've seen already, like, pictures of behind the scenes, you know, the characters. I already know, like, who's going to be in the movie, but I don't know exactly how their parts are played. And if they're good or bad, whatever. From what I've seen previews, or not previews, I say pictures on the set, and it's kind of like Mysterio and Spider-Man are friends or something.
Yes, like, Jake Gyllenhaal's playing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's playing Mysterio. Okay.
He's got a couple of bad guys in the movie, from what I can tell.
Don't forget, though, there's a hint going on. Remember, they're talking about the multiverse. So it could be, I mean, I love how these fans come up with the theories, but it could be, yes, he is playing Mysterio, but Mysterio has also been known to be good and bad.
That's true.
Especially from the comics.
For the most part, in the comic, he was always, you know, he was one of his villains. You know what I'm saying?
He's one of the main ones, and he's very... kind of like Parker. He's really smart, he's very witty, but yet he's very manipulative.
Yeah.
So this is going to be interesting. I like the aspect of them bringing in Mysterio, and I'm glad they're not just bringing in the regular, like they normally would, of just like, just Dr. Octopus and all that we've already been introduced to. I want other people. I want different people. I'm still waiting for... what's her name? With the the female, was it, isn't it called Black Cat or something? They need to introduce her. I mean, it's...
They actually introduced her, but they introduced her in the Andrew Garfield movie.
Oh, you know what? They must have done it subtle, because I didn't even catch that.
Yeah, if you watch the second movie, I believe when he's talking to Harry, because she works for Harry in the movies, and her name was Felicia Harding, but you don't see her hair. Her not white, because the character, from what I remember in the cartoon...
She's a blonde?
I think she was a blonde or she was redhead, but she wore a wig to look white.
Yeah.
That's what she was a camera. Like, you know what I'm saying? People didn't recognize her. But I think they were just a comic character with her hair white and looking sexy and seductive and make her be the cat burglar. You know what I'm saying? Because I guess they never really brought her out because she's kind of similar to a Catwoman type of vibe.
Yeah.
I want to bite off of that, but I think it would be dope if they did it because she was sexy. And then they could even have them with the whole how Mary Jane and Felicia were always fighting for Spider-Man's heart. You know what I mean? So I think that would be good.
Well, you know, they got this big budget now, and they changed hands. They have different owners. So I'm thinking if they really wanted to introduce her and do a good job of it, well, in the cartoons, they always talked about her dad being the infamous, jewel thief.
Yeah.
You know, there's your story there. I mean, if I was directing this new Spider-Man, new movies that come out, I would definitely push for that. Because comic lovers love all that stuff, especially me. Like, it brings the characters literally to life and on the movies. So, let's switch over to DC. Have you heard about the latest with that, Robert Pattinson?
Oh, yeah, Robert Pattinson playing Batman. Yeah,
what do you feel? How do you feel about that? How do you feel about Edward? How do you feel about Edward, the vampire Twilight, is now Batman? What do you feel about that?
I can't really say nothing. Why? It's because...
Exactly, yes.
She's still skinny and tweaked. She's tall. You know, but in my mind, I figured Wonder Woman should be, muscular and, whatever. Or at least have, not like Superman, like Superman muscular, but, have muscles for a woman and look like an Amazon. But when she came out and she played the role, she knocked it out of the park. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, she did. Yeah.
In my mind, she went back to like a Linda Carter-esque type of Wonder Woman. So,
and I love the best part of it all was that Linda Carter actually gave her stamp of approval for her to play Wonder Woman.
Yeah, she did. Especially after she saw how she was portraying it. So going back to that, even Ben Affleck, I think Ben Affleck would have been, if they would have made a better storyline for Batman, he would have been on point.
But
he doesn't want to do it anymore. You know,
but you know what?
I
don't blame Ben Affleck because I blame the fans because you think about it. Look at all the interviews that he did. The fans were always so hateful towards him.
Yeah.
I mean, he was pretty much, I hate to say it, but his role as Batman was pretty much destroyed from the beginning because they would literally not let him breathe. Like, they asked him all these questions about Batman and all this stuff, and he tried to be real polite about it. And when it wasn't the right enough answer for them, they really, really went into it with him. And he finally lost it. And he's like, you know what? I'm not going to answer no more about Batman. That right there let me know, you know what? It's just a matter of time before he leaves Batman because they're not letting him have his role. They're not letting him shine. They're not letting him do anything for Batman. So, he can't build from that. You can't build from so much hate. There's no way.
Yeah, I don't think they gave us the storyline for that particular movie, Batman versus Superman. Like they didn't give it the justice that they should have. You know, even when they all came together, like in the, I forget which one it was, when all of them were like Aquaman and Batman and Superman.
Yeah, I won't lie, that was like, cheesy.
Dawn of Justice, that wasn't even that great. You know what I mean? Like, I felt out of all of them so far that have been the best ones, in my opinion, I would say Wonder Woman. I say they did a good job of Aquaman, and they did a good job with Shazam. And that shocked me because I thought Shazam was really gonna suck, but Shazam was good, you know. So, well, so far they've done, DC's done right when it comes to the solo.
You know, well, yes,
you
yes,
but when they put them together, it just was kind of like cheesy. It's kind of like they just ran it really quickly.
Yeah,
they put too much thought into it, and you know, they made these cheesy movies when they put them all together, which is kind of like
it's like a cheesy. Yeah, it's like a cheesy B-rated version of Super Friends.
Exactly.
And it's very disappointing, I think, just for me, but I just think, I mean, you would think that with such a budget and with writers that they would do better.
Yeah, exactly.
It's no wonder it's Marvel versus DC, because let's get it right. I love DC and Marvel, but Marvel knows how to do a perfect movie like what you just said. They can bring characters together and it's, woo, yeah, it's a party. DC is like, oh, hell no. Dude, let's go now. It's about to crumble.
So going back to your original question, do I think he'd be a good... I think maybe, depending on how they do it. Like, I think there was, like, a fan that said something like, if they kind of did, like, how they did for the show Gotham, like, maybe make him younger and the starting point.
Well, that's what I was told.
Yeah,
he becomes,
like, this detective-minded billionaire, and then eventually goes into Batman, then that would be something that I think maybe he could pull off. If he's going to go straight for the juggler and try to just be Batman right off rip, I don't know if it's going to work, because he's too tiny. The guy's got to build so much. Even Ben Affleck had to kind of get a little bulky, you know what I'm saying, and bulk up
to be
Batman. And in my opinion, out of all the Batmans, even though the acting wasn't that great with Ben Affleck, he looked more the part, in my eyes, as Batman, because he was bulky and tall, and he was like, you know, kind of like bra-like, you know, in a sense. Not so much muscular, but just like in the Batman animated series, you know, he had that huge chest, and you know, he wasn't in shape, he wasn't fat, he just was like strong, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where Ben Affleck portrayed the character really well. But if you want to go classic, you have to go with Keaton will always be the best Batman, in my opinion.
I've always loved Michael Keaton. He's always been the, like you said, he's the best Batman all around. I still can't believe you think about it. My gosh, there's been so many versions of Batman. It's kind of really funny to think about it. I've never would ever thought that they would have the role of Batman from being Val Kilmer or George Clooney.
Yeah, that's another funny thing to think about. All the transitions of different people have played the movie.
it's almost like. Oh my god, that was the worst one of all.
Was it? I just don't remember it.
It was so bad.
I don't remember not even a scene that he was in.
It was, I know, I love Val Kilmer, but it was so bad, I literally, like, almost could not get through the film. I think the only reason I liked it was just for Kim Basinger that was in the film. Yeah.
Was she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, I think if I'm right, I think that's the same one that had, I want to say, I think it may have been Jim Carrey, or I think that was George Clooney. I can't be sure. But the acting of it as Batman was like so embarrassing. Like, if I had a remote when I was watching it live, I would have fast forwarded half of the scenes that was in it.
Yeah.
It was just that bad. And, you know, it's sad because, and like I said, I just adore Val Kilmer. He's such a good actor, but he just didn't, to me, he's just not Batman.
Yeah.
And I love George Clooney, but he's not Batman.
Yeah, exactly.
He's more Ocean's 11 than he is Batman. Yeah.
Him being Batman is just he don't get me wrong, he could have pulled it off, but it just sometimes it's just the storyline is just garbage.
It's also, you know, the script too. I don't just blame the actors. I always blame the script, because me being a writer, if I was in charge of something like that project, I would want to take the responsibility. If the film's that bad, then it's also everybody has to take the blame. The writers, everybody. Even the costume crew. you know, take the blame. You know, that's how it works.
Yeah.
Okay,
I say give him a chance, because even now, how they're gonna come up with the Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix. I think that was gonna be pretty good, but I don't see Joaquin Phoenix, even though he would be a great Joker, like, I don't see him being a kind of Joker like a Heath Ledger, in my opinion.
I know.
He's so frail, but then again, when you think about Joker, Joker is really skinny and frail, so I guess he could kind of maybe pull it off, but I don't know. I don't know what angle they're going to go with on this movie, if they're even going to have, like, connectors to Batman or just...
I wasn't impressed that much by Jared Leto's version of Joker.
Really? You didn't like that one?
It was okay. I just didn't really care for it. It made me miss Heath Ledger.
Yeah, there'll never be another Heath Ledger.
No, there just won't.
Because even Jack Nicholson, you know, did a fantastic job being the Joker. So Heath Ledger just took it to a whole other level. In my opinion, it's like Heath Ledger played the Joker mixed with the Crow.
Yeah.
You know, he really took that character and just went in depth into the mind of the nut job that the Joker actually is. But Heath Ledger, I'm sorry.
Jared Leto.
Yeah, Leto. Okay, there you go. I wish we had a serious man. I was going to say Jay Leto. Anyways, I can't lie. I did like the way he did it in certain aspects, because, again, everybody takes the character and makes it their own,
It was okay.
What they think Joker would be. I think he did a pretty decent job.
It's okay. It's just... It kind of felt over the top, maybe? I don't know. Yeah. It just felt flat to me.
Like this, though. Joker didn't really have a lot of parts in the movie. So, if you're going to put him in it, you can't have him, too submissive or be a little too soft. He's got to be a little outrageous. That's why I like him, because in certain parts he was talking normal, and then in certain parts he went into, like, crazy sadistic mode.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of glad when I heard about the Joker movie being made and he wasn't going to be in it, I couldn't stop cheering, because it's like, oh my god, yes, thank you, because I couldn't bear another round of Jared Leto's Joker on another full film. It just would be too much.
Yeah, and I heard that Will Smith is no longer going to be in the movie, so they might put Idris Elba as the character to make up for.
I heard about that. It was a good movie, that Suicide Squad, But to be honest, I'm not going to be watching the second one because one was enough for me. Yeah, it was, I don't know. I mean, it's just, I don't know, maybe it's just the actors. Okay, that one I'm gonna watch. I'm gonna watch Birds of Prey because I love Birds of Prey. I love the comic book. I love the concept, and I like the characters that are involved. That's gonna be great. But it's just some of these actors, they kind of overdo their roles, and it's, again, it could be the writing, it could be the acting, but it's just, they're just rushing it, and it's really showing it on the film. It's showing the real flatness of it all, and that's just really disappointing. I mean, they've got all this time. Quit rushing it so quickly.
Exactly. Okay, so let me get this. So let me pick your brain a little bit. Have you been watching, or have you ever watched any of the DC TV shows?
You mean like Flash and Arrow and all them?
Okay, now Flash and Arrow are okay, but I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about like the Doom Patrol or the Titans.
Oh my God, yes.
Titans.
Now those are
Have you
really
seen those?
good. Those are
Those
good.
are great. Those are great. That shit just came out recently with Swamp Thing. Swamp Thing, I've been watching a couple episodes, and I love the idea of how they've come up with this character. What I love about DC having their own channel for their shows, they're all the grittiness and the darkness of the comic comes out perfectly in those shows. Like the how you said Flash and Arrow, I used to be on those shows, but they're so cheesy, in my opinion. They didn't know where to take the storyline. The storylines get them, you know. And I heard they canceled Arrow. So,
Yes, Arrow is canceled. And
like
sad
I
news
said,
about
they
Swamp
got their
Thing.
own show.
The bad news about Swamp Thing is the DC Universe is canceling the Swamp Thing after the first season, unfortunately. So that's good you brought
Really?
that up because it's I for one, and along with other fans, are doing a campaign to hashtag save Swamp Thing, and maybe all the other networks can pick up on it, like anywhere from Netflix to Amazon. Just Hulu, those main companies that really take shows seriously and they don't make it cheesy, but they continue to make them stronger. I think that's that's what we need. I mean, it's unfortunate that DC Universe isn't gonna let the Swamp Thing continue when it was just off to a great start. But there's always other chances for other networks to pick it up. I mean, look at Netflix, they picked up Lucifer. So, that's really good. I don't know if you guys knew about it, but this will be Lucifer's final season coming up already.
Yeah, I have to watch that show. I've always seen it when it was on Fox, you know, seen previews to it, whatever. I just never watched the show.
It's a lot better. Honestly, it's a lot better on Netflix because it's a lot more darker.
Okay. So then I have to watch it now that
It's
you're
really
telling me about
good.
it.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I really like when the networks take over another show because it can take like in two different directions. It can make it darker, funnier, whatever. I mean, it's really cool when they do that. So that's always a good thing. And the other one that since you mentioned some really good DC shows between Doom Patrol and the Titans, there's also going to be Stargirl.
Oh yeah,
That's going to be
the
really
Star
good.
Girl.
Yeah, it's called
I know they're doing a
Stargirl.
Harley Quinn at the end of the year. I don't know how they're gonna go with that, but they're gonna make a Harley Quinn show as well. I like Swamp Thing so far. I don't know exactly why they would want to like, but I guess there's only so much you can do with the character because
I
not a
guess. I don't know. I love Swamp Thing. I grew up
bad guy.
on
How many bad guys can be in a swamp?
I grew up on Swamp Thing. I watched it as a kid. On Saturday, actually, like mornings and Sunday night, Saturday nights when they changed it. But I also like the comics of the Swamp Thing. So for me, just to even enjoy, even if it's got to be a season of it, it's like a kid come true. Because I mean, it's amazing how you can revamp certain shows. Now, I'm not saying to reboot every single show, but if it has a good writer, if it has a good team, then I'm okay with that. Like the way they're doing the Beverly Hills 90210's reboot or whatever they want to call that, because it's not
Yeah,
even a reboot anymore.
I got
It's not even a reboot, is from what I'm told now.
that travesty. That's a travesty to do that show, and it's horrible that they came up with the concept after the guy that made the show popular as well is dead. That's not fair to Luke Perry. Rest in peace, Luke Perry.
Well, I'm going. I know that is. That is going to be really sad, and I'm going to watch it because I support the show. But at the same time, I do feel bad, and I agree with you that about that Luke Perry. But what people don't understand is, even with Luke, if he'd still been alive, he wouldn't have been able to be much on the show anyway because he was tied up with Riverdale. And those are contracts that they kind of, you know, certain shows will let you do other shows, but not every show will do that because they have contract and there's networks and all that's involved. So the fans realize, they don't realize there's a lot that comes to being in Hollywood. When you get on a show, you're lucky if you get the role, and if you're on that role, you're lucky again if you can even do other roles on other shows because certain ironclad contracts will prevent you from going to do those other roles.
Yeah.
You know, that's the catch of it. The way you can do other roles is if you're a recurring character because you're not on contract. But if you're on contract and they own you, and then that's just, you know, it's par for the course. I mean, look at these daytime super the daytime shows. There's a lot of actors on there that they do primetime and they do other shows, but you know, not every actor is going to have that same, reward.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's switch over back to Marvel. Did you get to watch the Avengers Endgame?
Oh my God, did I? Yes, I did.
What did you think of it? And again, if you share any spoilers, that's fine, because the movie's already been out for like weeks.
If you ain't seen it by now, then you're not a true fan. That movie's good.
It is so. Did you cry? Did you cry?
That movie left me crushed in a sense. Because I was like, I knew that they were saying like certain characters were gonna die, but I just didn't expect the ones that died. Maybe Iron Man, but I still didn't realize to the depth of how much they were gonna kill him in a sense. Where it was like. They did them justice. I'll tell them that much. They did them justice because I never really paid attention to how much of Tony Stark and Iron Man was throughout the movies until I watched the first one. I'm like, wow, like this is the origins of how the universe came about.
Mm-hmm.
Watched all of them over again because I had to see the growth of all the characters, you know what I'm saying? So I really enjoyed it. I just love the fact that they did Tony Stark justice in the way they ended him, but also, you know, on the same note that he came in, the same note he came out, where he was that saying, "I'm Iron Man," and you know, he snapped his fingers. But in the movie, the first one, when he came out, his interview with the public. And at the end, they were like, don't tell them that you're Iron Man. Don't tell them you're Iron Man. And he said it anyway. You know what I mean? Because he was trying to let people know that, hey, I'm the one that created this suit, so I'm Iron Man. So, but the movie, I liked the way they did. I think they could have done a little bit better other than just going back in time and, you know, re-showing the other. But then it was kind of cool that they did that to remind everybody of the previous movies. And it was smarter because it made me go back and watch all the old movies again. So, they did a good job. I just don't feel like, in my opinion, I don't know whether or not Marvel could continue because they're going to go with the new phases and the new characters and the new, new ideas. I personally, I'm only probably going to just watch the Spider-Man movies, the Black Panther movies, as well as the Doctor Strange movies. They're going to have all these other characters and all these other, I'm not sure that I'm
going to
be into it.
Well, I am excited. I'm excited because of the some of the phases. I'm not going to watch every single film. I won't because I'm a Marvel fan, but I'm not going to watch every one of them. But there is one that I'm excited about, the Elementals.
Uh-huh.
That's going to be really good. They're going to watch it. It's going to be good. I've heard a lot of good stuff about that. And then the other part is, the new Avengers that will be coming up. That's going to be interesting, too. Like, I like it, the end of Endgame. It teases, remember, with the daughter, when she's with Happy, and he goes, what do you want? And she's like, oh, I want a cheeseburger. He goes, you can have all the cheeseburgers you want.
Yeah.
That's going to be important there. Not the little cheeseburger scene, but the the little moments between her and Happy. Because she's going to be the new future of the Avengers.
I think they were kind of shooting at that idea for her to be the new Iron Man.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But not yet.
Okay. But there's also another tease. Remember, let's kind of go back a little bit. Remember right when it's ending and they're showing everybody mourning Tony? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you remember this young kid that's like looking out and he's like very sophisticated looking, very young?
Yeah, he's the kid that was with Tony
Okay, that's not a coincidence. He's there for a reason, and that's going to be a part of the Marvel Universe. So pay close attention, fans, because the Marvel is just like what Spidey Heck's saying, that it feels like an ending, but it's also a beginning, because they had to wrap it up in certain ways, because a lot of actors, where the contracts were already up, and they're not renewing, or they don't want to come back. You know, you got to remember, they've been doing this for years. After a while, it's got to take a toll on them.
Yeah.
Like with Captain America, I mean, I was really impressed and very shocked how they did it, because I really thought Bucky was going to get the next onto it with the shield. But by giving it to Falcon, that raises so many possibilities, because okay, I'm not going to ruin nothing by telling you this, because this is a little spoiler alert, but the DC Disney launch will be doing a whole bunch of new project series, and one of them just happens to be Bucky and Falcon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, did you hear about that?
I'm not hearing about that.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot. Like Loki. Loki, you remember Loki disappeared?
Don't remember.
Loki disappeared too, remember, during Endgame?
Yeah, he disappeared into the other dimension.
Okay, he's going to have his own show.
The Sorcerer Supreme, she told them that things can't change. So that technically changes the timeline in the sense, because Loki is the way he took the Tesseract.
Yeah, it really does, and it changes a lot.
Does that mean that, I guess, in that aspect, I believe what they did when they did that was that's the way of bringing Loki back to life. Because he's dead.
Anything's possible. Anything is possible in the Marvel Universe, because, okay, now, this is just a rumor, okay? I'm not confirming nothing, but I've been hearing about it. That there could be a possibility that the Marvel franchise of phases could just actually be one called Secret Wars, which I would love, because I love the comics of that. But it's not going to be exactly the same, because it's going to be different and there's different characters that they have. Well, if it involves Skrulls and all of this, if they wanted to, they could try to bring back Iron Man in a different kind of aspect as Tony Stark with Robert Downey Jr. If he returned for like a cameo or whatever, they could do it that way. But I think what they did with Loki disappearing like that, they do that on purpose, because all these other characters that are still left behind, it gives them options to do new directions. And I think that's what's going to happen with Disney. They're going to have all these new shows that kind of is like solo careers now for these other characters, like Bucky and Bucky and Falcon will be in a series. Loki will have his own series. What's his name? Hawkeye. Hawkeye will have his own series. I'm not sure they're going to last, because it just, you know, it's, can they really do it with just one character? But I guess they want to try it and just see, because some of them kind of overdo it on the franchise.
I'm trying to figure out exactly why I heard that they were going to make a Black Widow movie.
Okay, they are doing a Black Widow movie. It's already been confirmed.
Has it?
It's going to be, it's like a, I want to say it's going to be maybe like a, maybe feel like a prequel, because we're going to learn. Okay, but it could be a prequel, because it could go backwards, because remember how Hawkeye and Black Widow kept talking about Budapest a lot?
Yeah.
There's a reason for that. They're going to focus about a lot of that in her movie.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I mean, like I said, some movies, they're going to be okay. Others, they may not. They're really, really pulling it, like, really conflicting with what they went on Endgame and what they said. And with Loki disappearing, it just kind of throws everything out in the open. Like, anything goes now. So, here's my question for you on the Marvel aspect. A lot of fans were not happy with Captain Marvel because they said it was too overhyped and the actress just didn't fit the role. Okay, this is going to be a three-part question. So, my first question for you on that is, did you like Captain Marvel?
Captain Marvel, I would say, I had to watch it the second time. The first time I watched it, you know, I thought it was fine, but it didn't really grab me. I didn't really like, and again, they're introducing this character. For some mystical reason, I'm not sure, but, you know, I don't know if it's Brie Larson or what. I just, like I said about the whole Wonder Woman thing, I don't see Brie Larson being Captain Marvel. I still don't see it, even though she's done it. You know, she did the character, whatever. I still don't see it. Maybe she has the face, but she just doesn't have the build for it.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. I just didn't like it.
Okay.
I don't think the storyline was that great, but again, they had to introduce her anyway because she had to be a character in the last one to kind of help save the ship from hitting the fan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
It was alright.
I liked it. I mean, it was great. I loved Captain Marvel. It was a really good movie. It was exciting. It was enjoyable. But to be truthful, like you, it's one of those that I maybe watch once or twice, but I want to watch it every day.
Yeah.
So my second part question for you. Okay. If you don't like the character that played Captain Marvel, who would you have cast into the role?
Being Captain Marvel, who could have been Captain Marvel? I'm thinking. That's a good question because I actually never thought about that.
Well, I bring it up for a reason because all over media, the fans have really gave her a hard time about being Captain Marvel, which I kind of could understand a little bit, but not so much on the hate part. But at the same time, they got a point. Like, okay, if you weren't happy with her as Captain Marvel, then my question to them and everyone else is, then who would you have casted?
Yeah, who would you have picked? And then give me some time to think about who maybe I would have picked. I can't really think of that right now.
Well, I don't know, because I love her spontaneous nature, but I love, it's Natalie, the one that was on the Thor movie, that played Thor's ex-girlfriend.
Natalie Portman.
Okay, I love Natalie Portman. She's just amazing. And I don't care if she was in Marvel or not. She would have been, to me, I think she would have been a great Captain Marvel with her attitude, her spontaneous, and the costume. It would have been great. I mean, she just has that personality. That's how I feel. But at the same time, the third part question for you is, what did you think about Avengers Endgame? Did you think that they just overhyped Captain Marvel too much because people expected too much out of that film?
They just introduced her because they had to have her in the movie. You know what I mean? Because of the fact that they had introduced her. What was it in Infinity War? When at the end of the movie when you see Nicholas Cage. When you see Nick Fury at the end, you know, disappear, and then he was sending a page to Captain Marvel. You know what I mean? Like, it was a dope scene, it was a dope lead up in that particular sense to show Captain Marvel. Mm-hmm. But like I said, the storyline was just like, really? Like,
I know.
Got her powers, but it was just like so bleh.
Well, I told people that, yes, I do feel it was overhyped, and that was on Marvel's fault, even though they won't accept it. But at the same part, I kind of expected it, to be honest, because the movie wasn't really, I mean, it was called Avengers Endgame for a reason. It's not called Avengers and Captain Marvel. It was like, it was supposed to focus on the main Avengers because that was the ending to some of them and the continuation for others. So it kind of makes sense that she would kind of be back burner. You know what I mean? But that's just, you know, how I was feeling about that. But I'm so glad that you got to spend time with us on today's podcast. It's always great having you. And already running out of time. Oh, my God. Time runs fast when you're having fun.
I'm telling you.
All right. So before I let you go, what are your plans for the summer? And are you looking forward to any current summer movies that you haven't watched yet?
Watch Ma, because you said it was pretty good.
Yes, I really liked it. It's good.
I'm looking forward to seeing Spider-Man coming out in July. I believe it's coming in July.
Okay.
And I'm just looking forward to the rest of the DC TV shows that are coming at the end of the year. I like Swamp Thing now. Kind of sad now that you said it's going to end. But
yeah, I know.
I'll still watch it anyway because I love the DC shows, so I ain't going to complain about that.
Okay, also, what's the other... Oh, are you going to watch the MIB International?
That I am definitely going to watch. I think it was good. Plus, I love the fact that they brought back the characters from Thor, Chris Hemsworth and the chick, I forget her name, but they do such
Valkyrie?
A great job. They have the great chemistry. Yeah, Valkyrie. They have such a great chemistry, yet then they decided to make them in a different movie. So I'm looking forward to seeing that.
That is going to be good. I'm going to watch that with my daughter. And then it's cute how he goes, "Haven't we met before?" And she goes, "Really?"
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was cool. I love that. Okay. Well, thanks for being a guest. And I look forward to some more exciting characters returning for the podcast. Who knows? Maybe this fall. How's that sound?
Taking into your world again, yet again. Everybody out there in podcast land, Woody's land, what's going on?
Thanks
for stopping by and checking us out.
Before you leave, tell everybody real quick about your Spidey Heck podcast.
All right, we got the Spidey Heck voiceover show podcast. It's in full effect still. It's been about a good 2 weeks since I put out an episode. But other than that, there are 100 and some other episodes left out there for you to go check out the Spidey Voice Coach Show podcast. You can check me out on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Anchor, if you have Anchor, the podcasting app, as well as many other apps out there that have Spidey Heck on the dial. So make sure to tune in to the Spidey Heck voiceover show, and you can check me out also on Instagram at the same tag, Spidey Heck. So much love, and thank you as always for checking out your boy.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye bye.
All right, take care, Willie.
All right, everybody, it was so much fun hosting today's podcast with Spidey Heck. All right, and thanks for listening, and I will see you on the flip side. Bye-bye. Here we go.
She pulled up, stopped, rolled her window down, a cute face with a big fat frown. And now I'm thinking to myself, come on now, girl, you gotta turn that face around. Oh, be different. Be nice. Just smile, yo. I promise it'll change your life. Ooh, be different. Be nice.
Yeah, I like it.
Just smile, yo. I promise it'll change your life. So robotic, hypnotic, everyone's no one's laughing, just working, clocking 24-hour days. All the pleasures get better, God bless the sadness on their face. We gotta take drastic measures for humanity's sake. Oh, be different, be nice, just smile, I promise it'll change your life.
All right, everybody. Looks like we got a special guest in the house. Jenna, what did you want to say?
Happy Father's Day, everyone.
All right, everybody. Happy Father's Day. And that's a wrap. Bye-bye.